Whispers on a wounded heart, that pretty girl says she don't like ghosts. Hop the train to New York City with a mandolin, her fears and all her hopes. Polaroids and poetry, a busted book of loose leaf notes. Of the wine dark sea when it seems to be she always dreams in boats, boats. For Nebraska on the front page, seeing me she just won't wait. My God, I hope I'm not too late to know. Picking up and putting down all the love she'd ever found. There's so many things I wanna show. Days laid up against our golden gate door. She walks and talks in circles. Sometimes that's alright. Hey, I've been there before. Before long, she'll be gone back to the place her happy was born.
Apothecary, and that was Hilltop Stella off the CD Silence to Sound. You're listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill in Carver. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show, and support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Music Loft of Carver, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music making experience. And their phone number is 919-968-4411. They're located right in downtown Carrboro on Main Street. And their website is musicloftofcarrboro.com. All right, so some more local music. How about some Josh Starmer? It's time for Dance Party.
Tomorrow will be gone. Info on a roller coaster. I've been watching you all day. Let's go to the music. I'll show you my high kick. I've been watching you all day. Step left, step right. Black light shines through the night. I want to dance with you.
Deceit and the pain runs deep all over me. Well, he says today I've been called to leave, but I'll return again. Eyes were cold and he looked away, and I could feel his light where his hands did lay. And he'll sail away and he'll never come back to me, home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, he'll never come back to me, broken my young heart, left our child weak. The final night before his leave, well, he stayed with me, and more, and they, and he said my name, but I was fast asleep when he bade me farewell. And then he slipped away. And he'll sail away and he'll never come back to me, home to his fair wife and their children three. Well, my red-haired man, he'll never come back for me, broken my young heart, left our Charlie. Cruel, cruel world for young women or poor. Give your heart away, it'll leave you wanting more. For some, a woman is to be used or thrown about, and then they judge her for laying about. Well, he sailed away and left behind this moment in time. Careful, young woman, you know your own mind. Well, he'll sail away, he's never coming back to me, and the waves are rough, and the sea is deep, and I'll sail away, and the end of our story's near, he'll leave me to weep. But don't you shed a tear, do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Thank you. three-mast ship from the highest clear. Then I took my leave.
You'd look pretty next to me, pretty shallow. I'm sorry. I thought I'd have you in the trees, not the flowers, but good enough for me. I headed up, all was well in Carolina, spending time every day, we talked it out. Then a port swing conversation sent you spinning into orbit and spiraling in doubt. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too. I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. Now you've gone and gotten yourself in a quandary. You need a man, a means to get you to the end. You put your heart out on your sleeve to take a beating, but not a single simple text you'd want to send. As your behavior shocks the likes of all your exes and pushes them away, it pulls me in. 'Cause I have nothing but clarity around me and no excuses for adults who play pretend. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too. I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love that's waiting here for you. He calls you late to talk it over. Is this you? Is this who you wanna be? I sit and write a song anticipating and get nostalgic for the weekend in the trees. Our pretty faces don't deserve to do the crying, but silently you blame it on yourself. But that's not yet the worst of it, they tell me. 'Cause here I am, another boyfriend that can help. So let's put on some bluegrass and think about it. I'll read you a romance novel too. I think about what all your friends are saying. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love that's waiting here for you. It's only love. It's only love. It's only love. It's only love. Oh, 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 oh.
Matt Phillips. That was Bluegrass. Before that, we had Suzanne Schmidt with The Field Hand off the CD by the same name. And of course, we started out with Our Dance Party by Josh Starmer. You're listening to The Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm Louise. And we've got Glenn Jones live in the studio with us today. Whoop, whoop. That is Glenn with two N's.
Thank you, Louise.
But Jones with one N. Yeah, so you're the three N's, basically.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome, Glenn Jones. Thanks so much for coming on the Licks and Lyrics Show.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm pretty sure we just, like, met at a party, and we were like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. That'd be fun. Right?
Right.
That's what I remember.
It's been a year now. The wheels move slowly, but I'm glad we finally got
scheduling
together.
Scheduling is sometimes takes a little longer than we like. But yeah. It all worked out. It all worked out. And you brought your guitar, and you brought me a fabulous CD called The Drunkard's Suite. It's got a nice looking glass of...
It would be a gin and tonic in a mason jar.
Well done.
Yeah.
A little bit rock and roll, a little bit hillbilly.
Exactly.
Right. That's right. That's exactly what the Drunkard Suite is. And so this is a new CD.
Yeah.
Is this your first?
No, I had a self-produced first one back in 2012. More songs about girls and beer. There seems to be a theme there, doesn't there? It wasn't by design, but... That one, I still like some of it, but it was going in a friend's studio for sequestering for 2 weeks, having no clue what I was doing, and just what came out came out. This was just released the end of this past November, and self-produced, but had the guidance and the engineering of Jim Crew, a really fantastic keyboard player with Sidecar Social Club in Raleigh at his studio, Crew Cuts. And to get the, rather than doing the click track and doing the more mechanical sound and stuff, to get the power and feel of a live band, I actually got some really top-notch players. And even though I'm a lifetime bass player.
For this CD, but not for the other one.
Gave up the ego and got Aaron Bitticoffer to play bass, and the amazing Ed Butler, who played on Suzanne's record.
Oh,
Ed Butler on drums.
On Suzanne Schmidt, who we just heard a little bit ago. Okay.
And a fantastic Raleigh guitar player, Scotty Miller. So it's I'm proud of the songs and the tracks, but it's got a world-class crew behind it, and I really am proud of it, to be honest with you.
And so in thinking about the two CDs, was it harder to do it all by yourself? Or was it harder to put your ego to the side and, like, say, okay, so I think that maybe there are some people who can do something better than I can?
I think, you know, when you're a musician and you think you have certain ways of doing things, sure, it's tough to defer. But I think the first one was a valuable learning experience in just because you sing and just because you write songs and maybe you think you write good songs... That doesn't mean you're great at booking things. It doesn't mean you're great at being an engineer. So
I think, in fact, usually it means you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am not Todd Rundgren or
We have different skills that and you have to sort of be able to recognize what you're good at and what you could maybe in time hopefully afford to ask someone else for help to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I think the first one was a valuable learning experience in how much I didn't know. So, the second one, I'm really, really proud and happy I did it this way.
And so, do you still play CDs off? I mean, not CDs, songs off your first CD?
Yeah. There's a couple Kisses. Yeah, there's about three of them I do.
Okay.
It's hard because that was still my transition from a lot of my life was hard rock bass player, singer. Transitioning more into my current world of concentrating on the songwriter and doing a lot more singer-songwriter solo stuff.
A little more stripped down.
So that first 2012 album still has a lot of some hard rock and holdovers.
Okay.
But it does, it has some country-ish quiet acoustic ones I still like.
So you started out as a bass player?
Yeah, back in... like probably about two decades before you were born. Let me think. Well, I really started out in 1972. My older brother, Davey, went off to the Army and left me his Yamaha acoustic. and I started fiddling around on that.
So you did start on guitar.
Yeah, but somewhere in there pretty quickly, when I was 13, I think, I went into a music store in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and saw a Fire Engine
Hazleton
Red.
Hazleton is where?
It's used to be the middle of nowhere. It's about an hour north of Allentown in the mountains in Coal Country.
Okay.
Saw a Fire Engine Red Hagstrom bass up on the wall. Didn't even know what it was. I just thought it looked cool and said, hey, can I feel that? And the guy took it down. I said, how much is it? He said, $180, which was a fortune for a 12-year-old back in the early 70s. And I'd been saving up from my paper route for a couple years to get whatever it was, a go-kart. And I had $180, and I said, I'll take it. And had never touched a bass, didn't know what they did. And the rest is history, I guess. Been going ever since.
And so basically it's been guitar, bass, guitar,
yeah,
bass.
I'd say up until about 10 years ago, I've heavily concentrated on bass and being a rock and country band vocalist, which is a whole different thing, being in bands. And then somewhere
right,
when I was up
in... You have to learn how to get along. Everyone's got an ego.
Yes, indeed. I've said many times through the years, being in a band is a lot like being married to four or five different people.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably with less bathing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So somewhere in there in the mid-2000s up in the Baltimore area, I realized herding the cats was getting tough. I still love music and still wanted to do it on the weekends, but it got tough. And that's when I got into playing in the bars, doing the solo acoustic guy thing.
Right.
And so it's really only been in relatively recent, and then getting really serious about the songwriting, I would say last 5-6 years. So what I'm doing now is, I won't say a new world for me, but I'm still finding my voice, and a little later in life, it's really, really exciting, and I'm really glad to be where I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great musical place to be in terms of like, here we are, where basically you can walk down the street and just hear music coming out of the bars, and it's all so good, and then see someone busking on the street and realize you just paid last week to see that person perform in some club, and yeah, it's a vibrant.
So not only
community.
Is there a fantastic bunch of talent here, both the singer-songwriter stuff, the bands, the whole swirling scene, but like when I was up in Massachusetts for a couple years before I moved back home, and up in the D.C. area, to go into town and see a band, you know, you got to mount an expedition. You know, you got to pay $30 to park, or take the T and spend $30 on a round trip. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it was hard to go see bands. Here, this little section in Carver, you can walk around three blocks
There are so many good music clubs that we could just, like, sit here and point to right now.
Well, actually, where you are, it's funny. I've going to the Cradle back room, I probably walked past this window 30 times and looked in and I've never been in here before, so it's cool. But you're physically attached to some great music spaces. So it's all around us. It's a great place.
And every once in a while you can grab the musicians as they're getting in there, as they're loading and unloading. You'll be like, leave it to the crew, come talk to me. It's fun. It's definitely great. All right. Well, how about let's play some music then.
I'll play. All right.
You got your Martin out?
This is a real, my Martin HD28. I'm not into things, but I do love this baby. This is, we'll talk more about what's been going on, but went through some tough times, and now I feel like I'm where I belong in life and geographically and... And it's kind of my theme song right now. It's called Ready for the Good Times.
Nice. So everyone needs a theme song called Ready for the Good Times. Then you need to scoot back if you said you're a belter.
I am a belter.
All right. Here we go. Glenn Jones, Ready for the Good Times.
We're spending a long time walking on the darker side. Shattered hopes and dreams and shattered pride. But it kicked on cranking out them songs. Hard drinking,
on and on all about it. Love to die. They say that which does not kill you makes you stronger. Times, all right. Yeah, I ain't some Pollyanna calling from some ivory tower.
I saw it's a usual reaction of sound guys and radio folks when I start singing is lunge for the volume.
Yes, I realized when I told you back, I mean way back.
Yeah.
I had you turned way, way down, and I still think we probably were like, woo. So, yeah, you're going to have to roll back even more because you're a belter. But that's nice. It's nice to have pipes when you're a singer.
I get excited.
Especially when, you know, there's this much pollen in the air and you can still sing without choking and coughing. That's a good thing.
That is.
That means you got good, you got good pipes. Yeah, nice. And so looking at your CD cover here and you're listening to your songs, how autobiographical are we getting here with
Well, that's a pretty perceptive question. I won't glorify think it by saying it's a concept album, but there's a definite strong theme throughout.
You're not afraid to delve into your own personal.
Yeah, well, it's totally fictional about a guy who had been through obviously some really tough times and things happening and lost his way and looks like probably drank an incredible amount and then at the end sounds like he's come through the other side and is ready to move on and embrace life again. So
basically, it's fiction, but yet it's happened to everybody.
Yeah, it's fiction.
It's fiction that happens to all of us. It's the fiction that happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Yes. So was this a real morning after photo then?
Actually, believe it or not.
Or was this a little stage?
Yeah, if the listeners. Oh, by the way, can I say where they can.
Please do. I was hoping you were going to.
You can find me on, it's Glenn Jones, and I'm at www.reverbnation.com/GR Jones is my main way. I'm
GR,
really
is GR. Your, what's R? Richard? Roger?
Yes.
Richard?
Richard. Very
Richard.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glenn Richard Jones. And that's Glenn with two N's.
Two N's. Absolutely. So reverbnation.com/GR Jones is the main way right now. I'm really slow with the with the social media stuff.
But you're pretty good at updating your Reverb Nation.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I am. Okay. I am. What Louise is referring to, the back has a picture of, I don't know, whatever it has.
It's really, for me, as a DJ, I really like an album that has, like, stuff to hold, you know? I mean, I appreciate when someone gives me the lyrics to look at. Just, I like that you included the times of the songs, you know? So for me, all of these things are very important, and I also, because this is something for me to hold on to while I'm listening to it, you know, I'm definitely noticing the photographs of the empty Bombay gin, the empty Smirnoff vodka, the empty Burnett's orange, whatever that is, the cover on the front with the, you know, obviously gin and tonic with a mason jar, and the wedding ring sort of not on a hand, but being played with by what looks like someone's right hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, it...
It just makes me wonder
how hard it was to shoot these photographs.
actually, let me give a big, I don't know that he would be listening, but big shout out in that regard to longtime Chapel Hill Music stalwart Holden Richards, who took the photos for me. As far as the scene of the eight-day-old tacos and the empty wrappers. Ironically, the fictional character who this might or might not have been about had gotten completely sober and cleaned up his house and life and actually had to recreate that scene for the photo shoot. So that was one of the ironies of it. I was actually going out and I guess because bars are supposed to, like, keep track of the empties, I think, somehow. I had a lot of trouble finding the raw material to make that photo shoot. So it actually took some effort.
I guess that says something about your friends.
Your friends
are getting it together. Yeah, your friends are getting it together.
While I'm thinking about it, if I may, I'm not 100% sure, but my wonderful 87-year-old mom Kay is visiting a dear friend in Little Rock, Arkansas. She gets around still, and I think they might be listening. So shout out to Little Rock in Arkansas.
Shout out. Yeah. And you never know. The Licks and Lyrics show is actually rebroadcast. It's syndicated somewhere in Boston as well. So shout out all around.
Yeah.
Listeners all over the world on WCOMFM.org.
He's listening to past radio ventures. If my brother Ken in Wilmington, Delaware might be too. So hey, Ken,
Delaware.
If you are.
Yeah. We really do have from all over. Yeah. That's good. It's good to be a troubadour. All right. So Glenn Jones, would you like to play something off your CD? You want to play something live? What do you want to do?
This is probably the most, it's a really diverse album, got some belting bluesy stuff, and it's got some straight up rock and pop. This next one is, I'd say, the most country on it. It's called Drunk and the Lazy Boy, I like the song, but it's got, speaking of area incredible musicians, Alan Love of Raleigh. I didn't get to meet him, but he played on three of the tracks, The Wonders of the Internet, and he's played with a who's who of everyone all around the country and world. So you'll hear when you hear this that it's got some incredible pedal steel work on it that I think really, really tops it off.
Nice. All right, so let's hear some off of the new Glenn Jones CD, The Drunkard Suite. Let's hear Drunk in the Lazy Boy.
All right, are the Heartbreakers ready?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Rip the vacuum maps of steel. Zoom the CDs to the meal. A blanket with a built-in hood. It's 4 a.m. Drunk and a lazy boy again, cruising along.
can't just drown out how you feel. When's the last time you had a shower or a meal? You finally left, what a goddamn talker. Time to switch to Johnny Walker. Nowhere on earth I'd rather be than with old Johnny McQVC, yeah. I'm drunk and lazy boy again, cruising along to doing just fine, having myself a big old time. No one other special on my mind. There's an art and some science to it, but it's getting easier the more I do it. Takes a strong and steady pace to win. Too far either way, them thoughts creeping. The thoughts that have to be erased, or they'll take you to that place that you just can't. It's a matter of logistics and supply. Figure I got a month till it all runs dry. But you won't see me cry, even when I'm down to the cheapest rack of rock. It's everything's all great with me. Gonna be, it soon will be. I'm for a long escape plan C. Try not to leave no mess to clean it now. I'm drunk and a lazy boy again. I'm cruising along, doing just fine, and having myself a big old time. No one other special on my mind. I'm drunk and a lazy boy again. Cruising along, doing just fine. Having myself a big old time.
Oh, yes, Glenn Jones, Drunk and the Lazy Boy. That was some very nice pedal steel guitar. I see why you wanted to be sure to give a shout out to Alan Love. That sort of like, even in the end, like,
ooh, the guy's a total pro. Yeah.
Now,
that track, which I love the song, even though it should be depressing because it's like leaving Las Vegas in 3 minutes, but big commercial FM radio, it can never be played, I don't think, because it has like 18. Trademarked products named in it. So that's my strategy, mass marketing strategy. The Lazy Boy company will hear it and sue me. Start the chain
right.
rolling.
Yes, right. But then think of the news you'll to, make. Everyone will be like, what song about
exactly.
that?
I'll have to change it to Drunk in the Comfy Chair.
Oh, please.
Or
like people in Dunkin' the Drunk in their Lazy Boys. Yeah. The whole name alone. Right?
Right.
Lazy, drunk and lazy. Yeah. Nicely done, Glenn Jones. All right, so what are you thinking? What about if someone hears you and they would like to come see you play live?
Let me see. Well, I've got several different irons in the fire. Last year I overdid it and I was literally in four bands plus trying to do this and it got completely insane. So for now, I'm
four bands where you were playing
bass mostly.
But then
the full time commitment that I've kept is a thing called the Well Respected Men. It's a Kinks tribute band.
Oh sure, I've heard of the Well Respected Men.
Yeah, because we played several times, right?
That's right.
Site there
That's
at the
right.
station,
right over there. Yeah, where you can see it from here. Yeah,
and it's got long time. Triangle area music stalwart Jeff Hart, an old dear friend of mine, kind of runs that thing. So it's great playing with him again. But it's also got a musical songwriting hero of mine, Peter Holzapfel, on keys and vocals.
Yeah.
And just for a one-time thing filling in, it's got another chunk of the DBs. Will Rigby's filling in at drums this next weekend.
Oh, that is so fun.
So Friday, August 28th, we're at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, NC. And it's early.
And this is the Kinks tribute band.
The Kinks tribute band, yeah. And it's early, which I like. I think it's 6:45.
I like that too.
And then the next night, Saturday, August 29th, is a real new venture. Me on upright, which...
You don't usually play upright? Electric bass normally?
Normally, yeah. For 43 years, it's been electric. Upright, let me think. It was New Year's Eve.
It's like having a whole nother person.
Exactly. And unfortunately, a very large person that you have to pick up and put into your car sideways and get that person out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, and I love the sound and feel, but can I say ass on here?
You can.
Yeah. Upright is a pain in the ass.
Yes,
logistically.
Yes, a pain in the ass, and yet you're still a badass for playing it. Yeah.
I'll take that. Thank
you,
Louise.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you definitely increase, I think you increase your cool factor when you're hugging, you know, this big.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go.
So
worth the pain.
That was two New Year's Eves ago. Out of the blue, I can't even remember. I made all these resolutions about losing 75 pounds, about, you know,
reading. Why do you
want to
lose 75 pounds? You want to be anorexic?
I did lose 75 pounds.
Oh, I was going to say.
I kept that one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, no.
Something would be wrong.
This is 75 pounds.
So you did do it.
I did. So I said, I want to keep my streak going. I want to do a second New Year's Eve resolution that I can keep. And I can't even remember where it came from, but I put it out there to God and the world on Facebook, like almost on a whim, I'm going to buy an upright, get it refurbished, learn to play it, and by June of this year, we'll be playing gigs with it. And I'll be down.
Wow,
another shout out.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah,
Glenn.
Well,
that's just
like fortune cookies, isn't it? The specific ones that are the good ones. You know?
Man, I keep mine nice and vague. Like
I'm gonna do better.
Yeah, I'm gonna be more awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. More.
Yeah. When you just get out of bed on time, you're awesome, right?
No, because that's not my bar. My bar is much higher than get out of bed.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a high bar, so if I'm just like every year, I'll do better, I'll do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So I went specific, and I'll be damned. And another shout out to local musical friend FJ Ventry, who I know now and have recorded a few little demos with. But kind of out of the goodness of his heart, he saw me talking my stuff on Facebook and spent a whole afternoon, found one off of Craigslist and went and sort of kicked the tires with me, got it refurbished.
And did you know FJ then before that?
I mean, I knew who he was.
He loves the bass.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And we were talking earlier about how much talent there is in this community. I'm also... just having moved back from being away for so many years, moving back in the middle of 15, I really feel like it's that they really embrace me, that it really is a cool little group of folks who, or maybe we're just, some of us have gotten a little older and we're not all about the competition. It's just a bunch of people who love music.
Who love music and want to build the musical community. Yeah.
Yeah. So he helped me pick it out, and then I took it to that. And of all things, in the whole Southeast U.S., the bass refurbishing shop is in Greensboro, North Carolina, called, in great marketing, the Bass Violin Shop. And I got it, and I won't say I got a long way to go on upright, but I will say I am serviceable.
Okay.
So that was my long 10-minute sidebar on saying Saturday, August 29th, next Saturday, I'm playing my first gig with Radar's Clowns of Sedation.
Oh, with Pete Pausey.
Yeah,
yes.
Pete Pausey. He's a good guy. See, he's another. See,
yeah, same. Just another one. Just like, let's make this musical community even more fun
and indeed, even
more awesome.
He's delightfully twisted. I think we're going to get along famously. We really just met recently.
You obviously know him very well.
Yeah. So as part of Westfest, which sounds like a bunch of cool bands there over 2 days, we're playing at Mystery Brewing in Hillsboro at 8 p.m. on the 29th.
Oh, fun.
Playing with those guys, I don't know the name of the place, in Beaufort on May 6th. On Saturday... May 11th, I'm doing a fill-in gig for FJ because he's in 4,562 bands. I'm playing with some good friends, the Bennies, at Blue Note Grill.
And that's it. Okay. And
the Bennies is like, it's amazing. It's my, the incredible Rebecca Newton, amazing singer-songwriter
sure.
who was with Rebecca and the High Tones all those years.
Yeah.
With, I don't know if you know Wes Collins.
I do know Wes.
Singer-songwriter.
I love Wes Collins.
And what's going to be an honor for me just to be on a stage with Mike Babiak, who...
Yeah.
Both on is a monster on guitar, but speaking of steel, oh my gosh! So
yeah.
I'm going to be thrilled just to be on that stage with
fun.
These guys,
and that's in May.
That's in May. So so yeah.
And are you good at putting your dates on your Reverb page
I am,
or on your? Okay,
I am,
okay,
yeah.
okay, okay, okay. So once again, people
not
should.
Just not just for folks who are interested, but I got to remember it myself, keep up with all this stuff myself.
Right, write it down before you forget it.
And so just it's constantly being updated, and I haven't really, really, after taking a little pause, I'm just now getting into getting ready to book a slew of me solo stuff.
Gearing
so keep
summer.
Looking at
for
it.
The
only one there is in July. I'm going to play one of those steel those sessions, songwriter sessions on Sunday afternoon at Steel String in Carrboro here.
Oh, nice.
So busy, 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 and that's
okay.
good.
Okay. All right, fun. So once again, people should check you out on Reverb Nation.
ReverbNation.com/GR Jones.
GR Jones. All right, Glenn Jones. Glenn with two N's. Jones, what you want to do? Play something live? Play something off your CD?
Something
we got
live.
About, I'm looking, it looks like about 13 to 15 minutes.
You know, it's funny. I have this new wonderful CD, The Drunkard Suite, available on cdbaby.com and available on Amazon and Spotify. But this is a brand new one that I just like. I'm going to do that's not on it.
Oh,
but,
something new.
Yeah, something new. Not to get all political on this happy, fun day, but I might have awakened on, November 9th of 2016.
Yes.
In a little bit of shock and mm-hmm. down and disheartened.
Mm-hmm. You were not
and
alone.
And I sat
Glenn
there,
Jones.
I know. There was I believe there was a lot of therapists called across. And I've read that.
Oh, yeah.
That there was
oh,
a
yeah.
huge upsurge
and an
of,
increase in, high blood pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I laid there feeling self-pity and pity for my country and all sad and down. And I said, blank this. We are not this.
Yes.
I'm just going to sit here just for myself more than anything. I'm not going to get up. And I had to go to the bathroom, really. I'm not going to get up till I've written a song about peace and love and the fact that love ultimately will win.
Wow, and, you are and driven. You wouldn't even let yourself pee before
no,
you
I would not.
Wow, you know what? You are a taskmaster.
Well, I've never done that before or since. I think they're,
right.
yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that again.
but you felt like you had to be, you had to get it out before
I
you
I knew
got
I had
distracted.
To get it out. And this one came out for better or worse, right in this form in that hour. And it's called Ripples in the Pond. So when I do it live, I try to get folks singing along, and here goes. Oh, it's hard when men of evil hold this world in iron hands. Darkness seems to have dominion, holding sway throughout the land. Don't give in to the call of despair, or accept that this is just how it must be. Seeds of change lie just within, and they're awaiting for us to set them free. Drop your love upon the water, watch your ripples spread in the pond. Ripples growing, always going through this world and those beyond.
time to teach the young one, help an immigrant to understand. Your ripples grow and they join all the rest in a loving, joyous tapestry. Wave moves on with an ever-growing crest, and that pond will grow into a sea. Oh, drop your love upon the water, watch your ripples spread in the pond. Oh, ripples growing, always going through this world and those beyond. Can't stop the love with all that money. Can't stop the wave with all their power. Can't stop the love with bombs and bullets. Ripples growing by the hour. Oh, drop your love upon the water. Watch your ripples spread in the pond. Yeah, ripples growing. Oh,
Glenn Jones, a new song from Glenn Jones, Ripples in the Pond. And that was a very nice positive message. Thank you. Know that, yeah. That shows you're a glass half full kind of guy.
And I think, and that one actually,
now you have to get closer to the mic.
Oh, so that one actually does usually get a good positive response.
Yeah.
And I've actually had three or four folks after playing ask me where they can get it, and so far it's just I got to get my YouTube I got to get all the social media stuff better. I have
there's so much work as a musician these days, right? With the marketing and the social media. Yeah.
It's just when we were very first talking, we were talking about how if you're good at writing a song or good at delivering a song or good at entertaining, those are different skills. That doesn't mean you're a great recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, even though I'm tech challenged and time challenged, you're right. You do have to do all these things.
Yeah,
and I'm just now getting into it.
At a certain point, you have to just say, well, I can do nothing because I can just tell myself I'm not good at it, or I'll just get it done.
Exactly.
And someone's going to criticize me and tell me they could do it better. But at least I tried.
Yeah.
At least I got it done.
So
and doing is learning.
Yep.
Doing you is learning.
That's exactly
something.
Where I am with the, want to get on Twitter, want to be out there everywhere. And I've got
look,
10
Donald
videos.
Donald Trump can tweet, you can tweet. Come on. It ain't that hard.
Well, I'm not drinking anymore, though. I don't know if I can have the same, never mind.
Right, the same sort of filterless.
Yeah, filterless, clueless randomness that he has.
Yeah, well, I think there's definitely like a filterless rant.
Yes.
That, where you think, like it's almost like don't drunk email people, don't drunk text people, don't drunk tweet. And I'm not saying he's drunk. I'm just, and by the way, the opinions being expressed right now are the opinions of you and me and not the opinions of the station, of course. But, you just sort of wonder like, really? No one, like maybe just run it past your friends or like there, surely someone can just sort of say to you, maybe not that.
Yeah.
Maybe not right now.
Well, we didn't want to get there, but I think that person very deliberately surrounded himself with people who would never tell him no. I think that's
right.
A big part
the danger
of the recipe.
Of the yes man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what? I'm with you that even though that's the getting the YouTube channel together and getting all that together is not in my nature. I'm finding out that if you want to do this, and this is. I have to do it.
Aren't we fortunate, actually? Aren't we fortunate that we live in a time now versus, say, 50 years ago when you didn't have an option to distribute your own music?
Right.
You didn't have an option to market yourself. If you wanted to be a musician, you had to have faith that these people were not going to take complete and utter advantage of you. And most of the time, they'd be like, here's a watch for you, and I'm going to make all the money.
Right.
while you're sort of out there touring and doing stuff, but basically a lot of people got rich off other people before.
Well, now if you get it going right, and I'd like to get to the point where I can go touring and do that. But it's changed from the.
And so,
from,
do you like touring? Do you?
I've be honest with you. Well, let me back up.
And right.
That
you go back.
Part of this. Okay. I was being coy. There may be a little tiny, tiny trace of autobiography in the
Drunkard
Suite.
Yeah, no one believed you, Glenn Jones.
I had a long, and I would by a lot of measures, pretty successful career in business in the insurance biz, and got my law degree at Central in 2000. And moved up by moving around. I started in the mailroom at Jefferson Standard way back when. I worked myself up the ladder.
Worked your way up from the mailroom.
But
what is that? Like the American Dream, right there. That's
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah. So worked up by moving around Baltimore, D.C., Massachusetts, and then in early 15, within just a few weeks, the career, you know, the third CEO in 18 months came in, shook my hand, and said, "You're fired."
No.
So, I mean, I lost my job and career, marriage of nearly 10 years. She said a couple years, weeks later, "Hey, this ain't working, move out."
Ouch.
And a couple close family members got ill and then
passed.
So
you were hit pretty quickly.
So I was hit pretty hard, moved down. And, yeah, that's kind of what the CD was about.
Yeah.
I really kind of lost my way.
You were like, I need a little bit of therapy now.
Yeah, I lost my way. And then it's been a long, hard road, but been through it and out the other side. And somewhere in there, after lots and lots of frustration trying to get back into that career and that business, I realized, wait a minute. I've been doing music mostly as a side thing since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm ever gonna do it, when the hell? So I finally said,
"Why not?"
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got no health insurance. I got a mortgage, but what the hell? It's really only been in the last 4 weeks that I've said I'm gonna make this work. I'm smart. I work hard. I'm gonna make a living singing and playing and playing bass and whatever.
Yeah.
So wish me luck.
Good it's luck, Glenn
I'm
Jones.
Starting a whole new journey at age
and,
in my
and
50s.
And were you already working on the CD, or was that the initiative to finish the CD? Or
I was working on the CD, and I really think it was only after it was completed. I think I was thinking, oh, here's some songs. And it sounds obvious now, but I don't think until it was finished and
that
I saw it in my hands that I realized, oh, my God.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? I think I may have done something. Okay.
I think I saved a lot of money on therapy by doing that CD.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Music is usually good therapy.
Let's tell the listeners that because of all that, there's a lot of upbeat and happy and fun and positive, and it's not all heavy and dark.
No, of course not. Yeah,
so.
I think that's part of the therapy. You find the good, even if you're crying on the inside.
Yeah.
So, Glenn Jones, we're just about out of time, but I think maybe we could play one more song. Do you want to play something off the CD?
Yeah, why don't track number two, "Life or Death Love," is a duet with amazing blues belter Emma Davis from Raleigh, another one of the many great folks who contributed to it. And it's probably my most rock and roll song on it, but hope you like it.
And this is, we've been talking, thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh,
we've been talking to Glenn Jones, G-L-E-N-N Jones, and he is here today talking about his new CD, The Drunkard Suite. And thanks so much for coming on. Once again, people can look you up on Reverb Nation.
ReverbNation.com/GR Jones.
All right. Yeah, check it out. Okay. All right. Well, how about some Life or Death Love?
Yeah, I've been through this love thing now. I guess it's time to tell. Seems like the same thing that keeps on happening. Crazed out and over the top. I need a life.
Glenn Jones, Life or Death, Love off the CD, The Drunkard Suite. That was rocking, Glenn Jones. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Louise. I just want to say again, thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
It has.
And,
best
of luck to you and your future endeavors,
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the Licks and Lyrics Show on WCOM. And you are listening to WCOM LP, Chapel Hill, and Carborough, 103.5 FM, WCOMFM.org.